Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the topic of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. And in the previous Shiurim, we presented a slew of kashas. And I just want to correct what I had said in the previous Shiur. It felt really terrible afterwards. But it's okay. We can make mistakes. Shem still loves us. We should still love ourselves and each other. That the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel talks about marrying two women. And the Rambam says there's a problem of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. So the Rambam says that you are allowed to marry two women. You just have to make sure that you are Sameach, you are rejoiced with each of them individually and separately. Okay, so that's a clarification from the previous shiur, where I had mistakenly said that you're not allowed to marry two women together, but you are, I think I said that, you are, just you have to make sure to be Sameach with them separately. And we had asked why the Rambam doesn't bring a makor from this pasuk of Malei Shavuot Zos, and that we were marichim about that. Al kol panim, that's where we're going to start off this shir. And the Rambam in Perak Yud in Hilchos Ishta Halachit Gimel, this is the third shir of Siyata Dishmaya. The Rambam writes, a man is allowed to marry numerous women on one day. Mazdov, today I got married. Who's the lucky girl? No, the lucky girls. There's Rachel, there's Leah, there's Sarah, there's Rivka, four of them. So I want to be, you know, when I bless my daughters, I want to know that they all, I have four wives with those names. In any event, so that's, you're allowed to marry numerous women on one day together. Just make, and you make birchas chasanim for each one individually. But when it comes to simcha, every girl gets their own, every kala gets her own simcha. In Basula Shiva, in Bula Shloisha, Vein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So if she's a Basula, she has 7 days of rejoicing. If she's a Ba'ula, she is a non-Basula, she has 3 days of rejoicing. Vein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to mix up the Simchas. Ayin Shabbat Magad Mishnah, Shu Kotev, Al Mashkotev Aramba. Yesh lo Ladam Lisa, Shedavar Baruhu, Vyesh lo Smach, Pepera Kama, the Moed Katan. So he says it's very clear. And yeah, the Rambam has a source for this in Moed Katan on Ches Amud Beis on 8b. And already the Beis Meir, who we mentioned in previous year, this Beis Meir, in Eben Ezer and Simon Samach Beis, says, what's the smach? Where do you see in the Gemara a heter to marry numerous women on one day? Ubikir divrei Rambam tamu alich ora. Shim kacha amay nasin noshim b'moyed. If the word is that by the women, you can marry numerous women in one day, just as long as you rejoice with them separately. So why don't we say that you're allowed to marry women on the Moed as well? Get married on the Moed, and then make the Simcha, have the Shevet Brachas, have the 7 days of rejoicing after the Moed. For the same reason that you're allowed to marry two women, Ka'achas, and there's no problem of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha, we should also say that you are allowed to marry women on the Moed and just make sure to rejoice after the Moed of Garamad Bezah Makne, Bekunshus Acharon, Besimin Samach Beis, Seif Beis. So that's our Kasha. First Kasha is, what's the Smach? What's the Smach that the Rambam has that you're allowed to marry a woman, numerous women on one day? And also, if the Ford is that you can rejoice with each of them separately, so why can't you get married on the Moed and then just rejoice separately, rejoice after the Moed? Have the actual wedding on the Moed, and then have the Simcha, the 7 days of Simcha after the Moed. Mabaya, uvi yoser tamua, shemekevan shekamavuar b'gemore, ikara yisura leikara simcha shu yoy mechot. Like we saw in the Gemara, we learned the Gemara in the first year, that the problem is avein ma'ariv and simcha b'simcha, is the ikar simcha on the first day. As long as, because the ikar simcha of the marriage is on the first day, and therefore you're allowed to get married on Erev Yom Tov. Because the Ikar Simcha is on the first day. Because in other words, we're talking here about the Metzius of the Simcha. The Metzius of the Simcha is on the first day, and not on the Din Simcha. The Din Simcha is all 7 days. But the Metzius of the greatest Simcha is really on the first day. They didn't get into a problem of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha, so you're allowed to get married an Erev HaRegel. We also see this in the Mishnah. You're allowed to be Machzer Gushasai. Why are you allowed to be Machzer Gushasai? Why are you allowed to take back your ex-wife? Because even though Vade Dine Simcha, we have Dine Simcha with this woman as well. So why are you allowed to marry her on the regel? And the answer is because there's no Metzias of Simcha. There's not such a great Metzias of Simcha. I'm not talking about Dine Simcha, it's talking about the Metzias of Simcha. And there's no Metzias of Simcha so much with the Grusha. And therefore you're allowed to marry a Grusha on the Moed. Like we saw in the Mishnah that Ein Nosim Nashim Moed Lo Besuos Lo Amanus Lo Miyam Nechi Simchi Lo. So he's allowed to take back his grusha. So it must be the reason you're allowed to take back your grusha is because the issue is the metzias of simcha, and not the issue is the metzias of simcha, not the dinei simcha. Kevan shepashut shelegabei zeh lo shayach tchiyah. Al lachar hamoed, o al lachar shevat rishona, she is no rak al hanagat dinei simcha, v'lo al metziut ha-simcha sheishna b'yom kamo. So it must be that it's not shaykh to be doiche this metzius of simcha till after the moed. The metzius of simcha is now. So then the problem is, how are you marrying two women on the same day? How can you marry two women on the same day if there's going to be a metzias of simcha with both of them? In other words, we say, why can't you marry a woman on the regel? Because you can marry her erev regel, but not on the regel. Why erev regel? Because the metzias of simcha, the ikar metzias of simcha, is on the first day, not dinei simcha. Dinei simcha are all seven, but that's allowed to go into yantif. The metzias of the dinei simcha are allowed to go into yantif. You're allowed to have the sheva brachos, the seven shivas yimei mishter, are allowed to go into the Yantif. You're allowed to get married in Erev Chag. But you're not allowed to get married on the Chag because the Metzias of Simcha doesn't stim with the Metzias of Simcha on Yantif. Right? So that means that you can't push off the Metzias of Simcha. If that's true, and that's why you can't get married on Yantif, because you can't just say, okay, then do the Simcha afterwards. No. You have a Metzias of Simcha now, and that can't be pushed off. So if that's true, then that the Metzias of Simcha is on the first day, then why are you allowed to marry two women on the same day? There's a metzias of simcha with both girls. So how are you allowed to marry two women on the same day when there's a metzias of simcha with both of them on the same day? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, like we see by marrying women on the moed. So how can you marry two women on the same day? So we have a lot of problems with this Rambam, who says you're allowed to marry two women on the same day. You're allowed to marry two men on the same day because you can push off the simcha from one to first be samech with one, then be samech with the other. Do the same thing on the moed. Get married in the moed and then be the samech after the moed. But you can't get married in the moed. And you get married in the erev moed because the ikar simcha is on the first day. And therefore, when it spills into yantiv, it doesn't bother us because the ikar simcha is on the first day. What's the ikar? The metzias of simcha, not the dinei simcha. Dinei simcha are all seven. The metzias of simcha is on the first day. So metzias is on the first day. So how are you allowed to marry two men on the same day? There's a steer in the simcha. There ain't marvin simcha b'simcha. ומצד שני יקשה, שכיוון שמבואר בגמרא שלגבי היום השני של הנשואין אין בזה משום אין מערב משמחה בשמחה. Since we see in the Gemara that לגבי the second day of נשואין, there's no problem of אין מערב משמחה בשמחה, it only bothers in the first day, you're not allowed to mix it in with another simcha. If it would be a problem on the second day, you wouldn't be allowed to marry an Erev Yantiv, you're allowed to get married an Erev Yantiv. So why then does Rambam write, צריך לצורך שמחה ראויה לו, in other words, שלאחר השיבה של זו, ישמח שיבה עם השנייה. The Rambam says, you marry two women, first give the first girl her 7 days, give Leah her 7 days, and then give Rachel her 7 days. Why is that? You can already start on the second day. The only problem of Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha is on the first day, not on the second day. And that's why the second day is allowed to spill into Yantiv. The second day of the Shev Brach is allowed to spill into Yantiv. So if that's true, then when you marry Leah and then you marry Rachel, so then you marry them at the same time. So already, you should already be able to rejoice with Rachel on the second day. There's no Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You rejoice along with Leah on the first day, and then you rejoice with, you can now rejoice with Rachel on the second day, and there's no problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, because it's only this Leah's second day, and Ein Marvin Simcha only applies to the first day. The Rambam says, no, you need to have, give each one 7 days. Why not give each one 7 days? We see the second day is not a problem. And the Machane is omed on this. And the Sefer Tiv Kedushin and Eben Ezer is omed on this. Also in the Sefer Tiv Kedushin, he asks, why does it say in the Brisa, Shenoisim be'erev ha-moyed, u'mashmi sheshuv ein tzarech klum, v'arei lechora yesh lo lashlim l'achar ha-regel? It says in the Brisa that you can get married on the Erev Moed and you're fine. Why are you fine getting married on the Erev Regel? It should say that after Yontif, you have to be Mashlim. The 7 days when you marry two girls, so you give each one the full seven. So also when you get married on Erev Yontif, you should also have to give the Simcha the full seven. And not on Yontif, you have to give it its own separate Simcha, in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So it'll be Mashlim after Yontif. If you have to give each of the women the full attention, each give them their full seven, without other simchas involved, so on Yantiv also. You get married on Erev Yantiv, Beseder, now you're married, it's cool. It's Erev Yantiv. But now on Motze Yantiv, when Motze Yantiv is over, you should be mashlim the 7 days. So, kol ze tzarech biyot tuva lich oiro. Gam ken, tzarech iyun, ashik sheve makne, since the Rambam says that the makor of the Yisra vein ma'ar ben simcha v'simcha is malei shavua zeros, by Yaakov with Rachel and Leah after marrying Leah gets Rachel after this week. As mevuach she'asur haya lo litzah b'toch ha'shivah shel Leah, because vein ma'ar ben simcha b'simcha, that means he's not allowed to get married. Within the seven of Leah, because vein ma'ar ben simcha b'simcha, harei lefi divrei Rambam, he didn't have to wait at all. What do you mean malei shavua zos, and then marry Rachel? Marry Rachel and Leah together. In other words, you saw the trick, and you realized it was really Leah, not Rachel, who you were given, but marry Rachel right away. Why do you have to malei shavua zos? Get married to Rachel and then give Leah her 7 days afterwards. Just like you're allowed to marry two women together the same day. You just give each one 7 separate days of rejoicing. So here also, you married Leah, marry Rachel, and then give each one their 7 days. Why do you have to wait 7 days to marry Rachel? Prima Gadam and Arachayim Takmu, Nushal Zav Siv Katan Aleph, applies to the Kasha. Also, if you're allowed to get married on the Erev Yontif, you're allowed to get married on Erev Yontif, and it doesn't bother us that the Yontif comes around. So why should it bother us that after he marries Leah, the next day he marries Rachel? Ma baya? If the makor is from Malei Shavua Zos, then has that shtim with the Braisa that Naisim Nashim Kodem Amoid? If you hold that Malei Shavua Zos, you have to wait a whole week. So that means that you can't marry a woman before the Moed. Because then there's going to be a clash between the Simcha of your marriage and the Moed. Right? Because they have to be two separate things. We see that Rachel and Leah, the 7 days are split up, 7-7. So one can't spill over into the other. So if one can't spill over into the other, then how are you allowed to marry a woman on Erev Yomtiv? Because now the Simcha of the 7 days is spilling over into Yom Tov. How's that okay? So we have a lot to talk about. We'd like to understand this whole inyan of marrying two women on the same day and just rejoicing with them separately. Why can't you apply that to Yom Tov and all the different kashas that we saw? And why you don't have to be mashlim after you marry an Erev Yom Tov, be mashlim after Yom Tov, v'chulei. So we really have to work this out, and this concludes our Masechet HaKushiyot. V'ke'et, kilo bashiur haba, anachnu natchil et ha'terutzet ha'mahalach, levaer et kol ha'inyan, be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach shemo. Toda rabba rabba, she'ezantem shalom shalom.